The January 29, 2019 Sussex County Council meeting. First thing is the approval of the agenda. Mr. Lawson.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, members of council. At this time, I have no recommended changes to today's agenda.
Entertained motion to approve the agenda.
I'm making a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Hudson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson.
Yes.
Mr. Riley.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Mr. Burton.
Yes.
I have a motion carried. We had the minutes of January 15th. Any questions, corrections? Hearing none, they'll stand approved. Correspondence, Mr. Moore.
Yes, thank you, Mr. President. We have several letters. The first is from the Jefferson Awards Foundation, also from the Sussex County Crisis Housing Service, Inc., in reference to their housing locator program, and for Historic Lewis Farmers Market, all thanking council for the donations and grants. And that
thank
is
you,
all.
Sir. Any correspondence from council? Correspondence from council. Public comment, Mr. Guy. Thank you, sir. Paul Rigger.
Good morning, council members. Basically, I have serious concerns for this appointment for the Planning and Zoning Board vacated by Mr. Hudson. The main reason why there should not be an interview for the Planning and Zoning applicant, Mr. Mears, and should be removed from today's agenda, is that in all fairness to state code, and it states very clearly that on the 5-member planning commission, there shall be no more than 3 members from the same political party. Let's go back to May and June of 2018. When I checked the records at the Board of Elections, the record showed planning members, Mr. Wheatley was a Democrat, Mr. Keller was a Republican, Mrs. Stevenson was a Republican, Mr. Hudson was a Republican, and the 5th member's seat was being vacated by Mr. Ross, who was a Democrat. So at that time, the Planning Commission was as a state code and intended, 3 Republicans and 2 Democrats, which is important because the seat being vacated in June by Mr. Ross could only be replaced by a Democrat or independent. This is my concern. Ms. Wingate was a registered Republican until May 23rd, then changed to an independent, which is important because, again, the seat she was asking or applying to was being vacated by Mr. Ross and could only be filled by a Democrat or independent. I'm not convinced that if the fact was known at the county council interview in public, would she have been appointed with all the effort prior to getting board appointments done according to the rules of procedure and the state codes. I'm not convinced the political change wasn't out of convenience. So not to appoint an independent or Democrat to fill this Mr. Hudson's vacancy would be unethical and morally wrong. Do what is right and correct it now. Thank you.
Question. Mr. Wilson, this is not a debate. We're good. We're good. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Oh, Dan Kramer.
No debate, just a simple question.
My name is Dan Kramer. Question I have, a while back you guys said you can't have 2 in 2 different districts. And if this guy gets voted in, you're going to have 2 in 2 different districts. What's wrong with that picture? First of all, I'm going to tell you something. I don't think you guys ever watched this guy in action vote of adjustment. Because if you had, you'd never have him on planning and zoning.
Thank you, sir. Donna DiPiano. Hope I didn't murder that too bad, but come on down.
That was pretty good. Somebody told me there was a trap door here.
That's on your second visit.
Thank you. This should only take a couple minutes.
That's fine. You've got 3 minutes. You go right ahead.
I'm here to talk about the adequate public facilities ordinance, which results in developers to shoulder some or all of the cost for needed infrastructure improvements, roads, and schools. The developers have such a free hand in building what type of homes, how large, and how many homes are to be built on one parcel. Newcastle and Kent, Delaware have this ordinance. It might be time for Sussex to do this now. This provision needs to be included in the 10-year plan. You have a unique opportunity to create a legacy for our grandkids to be proud of, rather than creating an urbanized nightmare. We have concerns of the protection of our drinking water, our groundwater, with all the impervious surfaces and runoff. Sussex needs living wages for jobs to care for an aging population and their quality of life. The retirees are not the people buying these large, overpriced townhomes. We are buying and have bought single-story, smaller homes to stay within our new life of learning how to live on fixed incomes. The roads are becoming impossible to navigate. If an elderly person needs to get emergency medical care in another year at this rate of developmental growth, the response time may become disastrous. The Marshall and Camp Arrowhead Road is a prime example of no consideration given to traffic patterns. Runoff causing flooding to nearby homes where locals have lived for decades. There is no protection for the water is coming up to front doors. The last rain we had, that happened. I'd be happy to take you there during the next big rain. There's no ability for our forests that filter the waters going into our inland bays and recreational waters. We have no net loss of mature trees and forests. Cherry Creek, just down the street from me, is full of silty mud that drains into Love Creek and the inland bays. The county land use plan means nothing without the accompanying ordinance to enforce its requirements. We need to ask more from developers than to build the same four generic homes in every new development. We need to assure the area doesn't lose its integrity. We need more of a planned development. I'm afraid if we don't, we will become more of a Wildwood or Ocean City, New Jersey. And instead of passing our homes on to our grandchildren, they will probably sell them because no one wants to sit in traffic for over an hour just to get to a beach. The next 5 years, if nothing is done, Lewis will be a Wildwood, New Jersey, without charm, without integrity. Just a run-of-the-mill shore town void of history and beauty. I know you guys have heard this a million times, but please take a look at what is happening. You wake up one day, and the next day, there's a neighborhood that's going to be built of 500 homes. I mean, right across the street. I just think that.
Thank you.
We're better than Jersey.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks for no trap door.
Ava Monaghan.
Good morning.
Hold on, please. Okay.
Faster than the speeding bullet. My name is Ave Monahan. I retired here in 2011. I'm retired active duty Air Force and retired Department of Navy civilian. My background is communications and computers. The infrastructure down here needs to be looked at, and I'm talking the networking. I don't know if you guys have noticed, but during the morning between 8 and 10, and then in the afternoons between like 4 and 6, networks really start dragging. Somebody needs to start applying the pressure to Verizon, AT&T, and all our other nice communication idiots up there to enlarge the pipes or add more pipes. I'm not too sure. I mean, I'm not part of the planning committee. Basically, that's it, gentlemen. I thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much. You have a good day. Mr. Mark Isaacs, come right on down. Well, he wants to bring help with him.
Thank you.
Well, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
Welcome to new council members.
Morning. Thank you.
So it's great. I have with me today Dr. Corey Whaley. He's our County Agriculture Extension Agent and also serves as our Sussex County Extension Director. I want to take this opportunity to thank the council on behalf of the University of Delaware College of Agriculture and Natural Resources for your consistent and unwavering support of our research and extension programs that we conduct out of our Carville Research and Education Center located right on Route 9 down past Sussex Tech. Each year I like to give the council just a little overview of how we spend the dollars and the importance that your support provides in allowing us to couple that with federal funds, with state funds, and also with industry funds. And it's a great partnership, and it allows us to look at things specifically that affect the residents of Sussex County when sometimes the state and the federal funds don't always allow us to do that. So the $109,000 and change that you all provide this year, a little over $57,000 is earmarked specifically for extension programs. When you look at the Research and Education Center, kind of think about it like a big umbrella, and underneath that you have our Sussex Cooperative Extension, you have Lasher Laboratory, which is a poultry diagnostic laboratory, you have the Thurman Adams Agriculture Research Farm, where we conduct pretty much 99% of all the field crop research that takes place for the college, and then we support it across the state. And then we have the Warrington Irrigation Research Farm, which is located in Harbison, right down off of Route 5. And then we have the Jones Hamilton Environmental Poultry House, which is a great example of county providing funding back in the mid-90s, along with private partnership, Jones Hamilton, which is a company based out of Ohio. And the state, we got matching funds from the state for bond bill to construct this house. It allows us to look at indoor and outdoor air quality associated with poultry production. The extension dollars support our 4-H, Family Consumer Science programs, support our horticultural programs. This year, the council was, we greatly appreciate the additional funds that you provided to support three state specialists that, for the first time, are located down here. The previous occupants of these positions were based in Newark. So we have an extension agronomist, an extension entomologist, and an extension plant pathologist. An extension agronomist, what that is, that's a person that works with field crops. Okay, an extension entomologist is the bugs, which is great. And an extension plant pathologist is plant diseases. So before, those three positions were actually based in Newark, but we did all the research down here, so they were driving back and forth, and we couldn't get as much bang for our buck. So the great news is when the dean allowed us to refill these positions, he'd allowed us to locate them down at the research station. And this year we asked the council for $30,000 additional dollars to support those three specialists, $10,000 apiece. We greatly appreciate that because they're just getting their program started. They're writing grants at the federal and state level as well. So that's going to be great. Sussex Poultry Research, and that's the other area, combined with Lasher Laboratory, you provide about $13,000 there. Monumental, as you know, the impact the poultry industry has. Sussex County is the largest poultry broiler producing county in the entire country. So something that we're proud of, along with lima bean productions. Two things Sussex County's pretty standing out at the national level. We also provide funds for our research programs in field crops, which Sussex County is known for having really heavy, what they call nematode problems, soil pest problems, and our colleagues and our other two counties don't have that as much. So the funds that you provide allow us to do some research specific for some of the production problems that we have here in Sussex. And then you provide $10,000 to support safety trainings, and this has got to do with food safety trainings. with agricultural transportation safety trainings, and also personnel management safety trainings as well. So that's huge. And then the last thing that I'm really excited about that you all got a copy of is, and the council deserves the full credit for pioneering this, is several years ago you gave us $10,000 for an internship program. And one of the things that we've been passionate about is you can get all the academic training that you want in a classroom, but we need to give these students real-world opportunities to work hands-on in the field and with industry. And the council was the first to come forward and give us $10,000 for two interns that are specifically from Sussex County. So you've got a handout there that kind of highlights our internship programs. What that allowed us to do was jump forward and go to industry. So now we've got Monsanto, we've got Willers Agrochemical, we've got Delaware Department of Agriculture, we've got Mid-Atlantic Farm Credit. It's allowed us to continue to expand our internship training programs for our students in the summer. And the interns that you all provide a support on are specifically from Sussex, which is really, really cool. So I got a quick video because they want to, the kids wanted to thank you.
I just want to thank the Sussex County Council for funding this internship this summer. I've made a numerous amount of connections through right here at the university and also working with the farmers across the Delmarva. I've learned a lot, not only about agriculture, but, connecting life aspects into, what I've learned this summer. And I just can't thank you enough for the opportunity that you've given to us and Dr. Isaacs about, here at the university and the work that I've been able to do this summer. And I just want to thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sussex County Council. This has definitely been an eye-opening opportunity, making so many different connections, giving us opportunities to see different parts of the agriculture production and how we grow things. And it's just been completely eye-opening and just a wonderful opportunity to understand how everything is done. And especially to Dr. Isaac, it's been phenomenal from hearing his outreach towards everything and giving us a hands-on experience. But definitely being out in the field is something completely different. It would have been possible without you guys. So thank you again, Sussex County Council, for this opportunity.
So that's pretty cool when you look at the great thing for us old heads. The youth of tomorrow has got some monster potential ahead, so we're really excited and want to thank you. So with that, I'll be happy to entertain any questions that the council may have.
Any questions, council?
Mr. Riley. I just am so glad that you guys are there. And I don't know even if the council members know, but there one time Sussex County produced so many peaches that there was a consideration of naming Delaware the peach state, but the entire industry collapsed because of blight. That was succeeded by strawberry production, which we reached a point where we were literally shipping hundreds and maybe thousands of rail cars full of, how many strawberries does that take to fill? But that industry collapsed because of blight. And now the poultry industry is our main driver. And the multiplier effect for each job in the poultry industry, of which there's a couple thousand, if not more, is at least 7 to 1. So we are heavily dependent on agriculture in this area to keep our economy healthy. And there are threats. I mean, there's avian influenza, there's, other diseases, Newcastle's, there's, many diseases that have been taken on and mastered, hopefully. And, so I'm glad that you're there and you're doing the work. And, personally, happy that we can support that.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Any more questions, council? Just like to say thank you for all you do out there for us in Fish County. Ag certainly is our big thing. And I know that Mr. Wilson and I were here when you came the first time about the internships. I think that's turned out to be very good for the students.
Yeah.
And puts them hopefully back in agriculture. They make a living in Sussex County.
Yeah.
Hopefully.
Sorry.
But thank you guys for all you do. And we certainly, I would say, are ready to help you any way we can.
Well, thank you.
Don't get carried away with your quest. But we're here to help you any way we can.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Thank you. Thanks. Let's move Mr. Moore to our scheduled 10:30 public hearing.
Yes.
That's 1015, I'm sorry.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, John.
Okay. This is time and place for the Lakeside annexation, and Mr. Ashman from the Engineering Department will give a brief description of the proposal and discuss the public hearing. And then after that, council will have an opportunity to question Mr. Ashman. Then after that, any member of the public that would like to address this issue may address it. If you desire to come forward and address it, please come to the podium, give your name and address before you speak. After that, the council may follow up with questions and take action if they desire. Mr. Ashman.
Thank you. This is for the Lakeside expansion of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District Blades area. The permission to prepare and post notices was granted on November 27th of 2018. The request was made by Lakeside Mobile Home Community for parcel 132-274. This is an existing community requesting annexation into the sewer district, and they're looking for that to be included as part of the county's upcoming Route 13 crossing work. There were three other parcels included in this expansion to make the existing community contiguous. Notices were posted, and we sent additional letters to each of those property owners. This is a public hearing that was originally scheduled for January 15th and requested to be postponed. Engineering Department resent letters to those property owners and the surrounding parcels, and we reposted the area with revised date and time. Expansion will consist of 31.27 acres, and the property owners will be responsible for system connection charges of $6,360. Note, on January 18th, we did receive a call from the owners of Delmarva RV Center, which is the large parcel there, 272. Basically just concerned about the expansion and the timing, if they would be required to connect and when they would be. They seemed fine, no opposition to the expansion. And they also discussed with them a possible need for an easement along their boundary line. We also received from Mr. Cutler of the Lakeside Mobile Home Park inquiring about the delay and impact to the timeline. Seemed to be okay once we told him it didn't really affect the timeline of when we would complete our project. That's it.
Okay. Any questions from council? If not, is there any member of the public that would like to address this issue? Mr. Kramer.
Can I ask a question?
Wait a minute.
We have someone coming down.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And then you can come next, sir. Oh,
Sword.
Not me.
It's coming through the sound system. My name is Dan Kramer. I got no objection to this, but one thing I do. Your stupid advertising. All it says is Lakeside annexation. What does that mean? It could mean anything. So if nobody out there knows what this is about, that's a pathetic advertising, posting and all. Then on top of that, you had to amend it because somebody forgot. Give me a break.
Thank you, sir.
There was another person that wanted to speak. Come forward, please.
Come and sign us.
Yes.
So I guess I'm going to express my ignorance here. Is this Lakeside annexation, this isn't a new area of...
It's the existing mobile home park.
And so they're just hooking up to sewer?
They're on private septic right now.
Great. Okay. That was easy. Thanks.
There you go.
Thanks.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak? Anyone else like to speak on this issue? Do I see a hand back
ma'am.
There?
One, please sign up.
Thank you.
have a hard time hearing that, does it?
My name is Deborah Gaines, and I'm representing the Russell L. Gaines Trustee Trust. And my question is, once the sanitary sewer line is set in, how much time do we have to connect?
Mr. Ashman, maybe you can address that.
Is that one of the additional parcels, or?
I'm the littlest one.
The littlest one?
Yeah, one house.
So currently our plan is to cross 113 with a main line and connect a pressure line from the mobile home park up past.
Mm-hmm.
We are not requiring connections of the contiguous parcels at this time unless we provide a connection for them. If you want a connection, you need to let us know.
Mm-hmm.
Then once it is available, you have 1 year to connect.
And how long do you think it's going to take to lay the lines?
Probably 9 months away from
crossing.
From making the crossing.
Provided it don't rain that day.
Provided it don't rain.
We should state for the record, Hans Medler, current engineer, that the sewer service has to be legally and technically available. But you being brought into the sewer district is legally available. But unless we have a connection for you, it's technically not available, so you will not receive a letter for connection availability.
Okay.
So that will be, at the earliest, we will be able to get the permit from DLDOT for the crossing. It would be 9 months, then we still have to build it. So it is a significant time away before you would even receive a letter, several years at this point. Because the mobile home park will connect with a pressure line, which means you have no technical way to connect.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. That was my question.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak in this regard? Anyone else like to speak?
Maybe the county engineer should put on the record this is in accordance with the federal TMDL, total maximum daily load of the Chesapeake Bay, and the remediation will be to the environmental benefit.
Okay, thank you. Seeing no one else wishing to address this issue, we can close the public hearing, Mr. President. If council desires, close the public record and act if you desire.
We will close public hearings. Okay, with council, close public record and ask Mr. Rogers, have a question?
No.
Okay. Ask Mr. Ashman, I guess, to read the resolution. Somebody who's going to read it.
A resolution to extend the boundary of the Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District to include parcels 132-2.00-271.05, 272.00, 273.00, and 274.00. On the east side of Sussex Highway, parcels are located in the Broad Creek 100, Sussex County, Delaware, and recorded in the Office of Recorder of Deeds in and for Sussex County, Delaware.
Pleasure, Council.
I make a motion, we accept.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thanks.
We'll move back up now. Mr. Lawson, administrator's report.
Thank you, Mr. President. Got a couple of items to cover today. First item on the agenda is the wastewater agreement number 1027-4, Sussex County Project 81-04, Silver Woods Phase 5A in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District. This has a system connection charge of $324,360, 64 days of construction, and I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion, sir.
Be it moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department for Sussex County Project Number 81-04, Agreement Number 1027-4, that the Sussex County Council execute a construction administration and construction inspection agreement between Sussex County Council and Silverstock WP LLC for wastewater facilities to be constructed in Bassin Creek Estates Phase Silver Woods Phase 5A, located in the Miller Creek Sanitary Sewer District.
Pleasure, Council.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Riley.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? Take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Motion carried. Next, sir.
Thank you. Next item is the public interview for Planning and Zoning Commission nominee, Mr. Bruce Mears. Mr. President, I think it would be appropriate at this time, passing down Mr. Mears' application information as well as his resume. I also think it's appropriate to state to the council the process that we use to vet these nominees once they're brought forward follows Delaware Code and County Code. And within Delaware Code and County Code, there are restrictions, including political party affiliation and residency. At the time of their appointment, at the time that you vote on their appointment, these candidates that stand before you meet those requirements. I know there were comments earlier today, and there's been comments earlier than today about those requirements. We would no means put any nominee in front of you that do not meet the letter of the law, both the County Code and Delaware Code. Including in the Delaware Code is a public, and the County Code is a public interview process that will begin today. Mr. Hudson's nominee for Planning and Zoning Commission is Mr. Mears. Thank you for being here today, Mr. Mears. We appreciate your availability and willingness to serve. The public interview process is straightforward. I have a number of questions which I will ask of you, and you can respond at the conclusion of the question. And if there are any questions by counsel at the time or at the conclusion of the interview, they will interject, and then we'll move on to the next stage, which possibly today could be a consideration of your appointment. Okay?
Thank you.
First question. Please provide a narrative of your background and why you want to serve as an appointed member of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
I want to serve because I was asked to serve. I've been in the building business for 34 years. I love Sussex County. I've served my county through community, church, and other numerous volunteer jobs. I've served as your county building code chairman for 22 years and almost 2 years on your board of adjustment, which also I was asked to serve on. I did not pursue that job. So I love the opportunity to serve, and I'll do the best when I'm appointed.
Okay, thank you. You mentioned other boards. Have you ever served on any boards or commissions that have decision-making authority? If yes, please describe your experience.
Yes, County Building Code Board, Board of Adjustments, church boards, and numerous others. The Art League, I served there. I donated a design to them. Numerous others. Minor stuff, though, compared to the others.
Excellent. One of the statutory requirements of the Planning and Zoning Commission is that the commissioners be persons having knowledge and experience to pass upon planning and zoning problems in connection with urban and rural development. Please describe your knowledge and experience in planning and zoning within Sussex County or another jurisdiction.
I have great knowledge of Sussex County planning and zoning from being in the building business and working with planning and zoning throughout the years. By no means do I know every county code, or by no means do I know the new comp plan, but I'll make it a quick study and a quick read.
Okay. Please provide your views on the role the Planning and Zoning Commission has or should have in the decision-making process of land use in the county.
I see the Planning and Zoning Commission as the right arm of the county council to do a lot of homework for the council, review every case, and provide the best possible recommendation to the council.
Okay. Sussex County has recently updated its comprehensive land use plan, the comp plan. Please describe your familiarity with the comp plan. Provide your thoughts on the new comp plan and the role it should have on the Planning and Zoning Commission's decision-making process.
I am familiar with the comp plan. I'm not totally up to speed on it, but it definitely is a major part of the Planning and Zoning Commission's decisions.
Okay. Next question. Agriculture is the number one industry in the state of Delaware and Sussex County. Please provide your views on the agriculture industry as it relates to the economy and land use.
I grew up on a chicken farm in Millville, Delaware. I support agriculture 100%, and I realize that it's one of our number one industries and it needs to be supported. I rendered numerous motions on the Board of Adjustments in support of agriculture.
Okay, next question. Please describe your views on property rights.
I believe in property rights for all Sussex County people and the people that are moving here. It's that simple. Everyone has property rights that are to be respected.
Next question. The Planning and Zoning Commission meets on Thursdays every other week with a regular meeting at 6 p.m. In addition, occasional special meetings are held starting at 3 p.m. when necessary. Are you able to fulfill this requirement and attend the necessary meetings?
Yes, I'm self-employed and I'll always be available.
Next question. As an appointed official on the commission, the potential for a conflict of interest with an application is always present. Do you have any known or anticipated conflicts of interest that may present themselves as a member of the Planning and Zoning Commission that would affect your ability to serve?
I have no known conflicts. I don't expect any because I don't participate in development. I build single-family houses on lots owned by the individual, but in the case of a conflict where I might know a party, I would recuse myself.
Okay, thank you. Mr. President, that concludes my questions for the public interview. If the council has any other questions, or I do have a motion at the appropriate time.
Any questions of council? Anything else? Okay.
I think that covered it.
There you go. You can have a seat, sir. That's fine.
Thank you.
Please read your motion, Mr. Lawson.
Thank you. Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointment of Mr. Bruce Mears to the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Committee, effective immediately and until such time as the term expires in June 2020.
Mr. Council.
I move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Hudson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have a motion carried. Thank you, sir. Next.
Thank you. Okay, next item is additional appointments. There was information contained in your packet related to appointments to the Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities. We did have a number of reappointments that were required or new appointments to vacancies. So it took us a little bit to gather all the names and do it in one meeting, but there that we do have the volunteers that have now indicated their willingness to serve. I've listed the information in the packet memo. Today we have 9 appointments or reappointments that are being made. And I do want to go over those before I have a motion for your consideration. For District 1, we have Kathy Parker, Helen Smith, and Mr. Paul Rosa. Mr. Rosa would be a new appointment. For District 2, we have Fran Smith and Linda Rogers. Mrs. Rogers would be a new appointment. For District 3, we have Larry Savage and Francine Shockley. And for District 4, we have Jamie McGee. And for District 5, we have Scott Phillips. All 9 of those appointments are to fulfill their 2-year obligation. The committee does consist of 11 members, so we do have 2 members currently right now fulfilling a term that will end in 2020. So if you don't have any other questions, I do have a motion.
Any questions of council? Please read your motion.
Be it moved, the Sussex County Council approves the appointments as outlined to the Sussex County Advisory Committee on Aging and Adults with Physical Disabilities, effective immediately, for a term of 2 years.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Burton.
Second.
Second, Mr. Riley. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Hudson?
Yes.
Mr. Riley?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
I have a yes. Motion carried. Next.
Terrific. Thank you very much. Last item, County Administrator's Report for January 29, 2019. Item 1, per the attached Engineering Department fact sheet, Breakwaters, parcels 421 through 428 in Governors, Phase 1A, 1B, and 1C, construction record received substantial completion effective January 18th. Item 2, it's with sadness that we note the passing of County Pensioner Oscar Perez on Sunday, January 13th. Mr. Perez began his career with Sussex County in September 1989 and retired from the Public Works Division as director in March of 1999 with over 9 years of service. We'd like to extend our condolences to the Perez family. Thank you, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Costello, update on our MOU with the Department of Corrections and our litter collection.